Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. Isaac is on the short list for Old Testament figures mentioned by name in the New Testament. Paul connects our spiritual heritage and our blessings to Isaac on three occasions. The author of Hebrews does much the same. He reminds readers that Isaac is the one through whom the promises came down through the generations. It was not Ishmael. It was not through one of the other children that Abraham later on, with his later wife Keturah. It was through Isaac that God's promises came down throughout the succeeding generations. Yet compared to Abraham and later to Jacob, Isaac has limited coverage in the Old Testament. Not a lot is said about him. This chapter is the only one given exclusively to Isaac as the lead character. The way the story begins here, it sounds like the author did a copy-paste of the story about Abraham and Sarah, changed the names, and moved it forward a few years. The account back in chapter 20 is very much like this one, with very similar circumstances. Yet the author does make it clear this is a different event with different people. There was another famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. The king of the Philistines here is referred to as Abimelech. It is highly unlikely it would be the same individual from more than 40 years earlier. It is probably either a title, like Pharaoh, we talk about Pharaoh and there were a whole lot of them in succession, or a family name. There is George the First and George the Second and George the Sixth and however many Georges happen to be in the line of royalty in a particular country. Now all of this story is important. It is in God's Word, the Bible, so it is important. But most significant here is the interaction between Isaac and God. What we learn about the character of each, what we learn about God's character, what we learn about Isaac's character. Isaac is briefly commended for his faith in Hebrews chapter 11. His faith does not shine very brightly here. It is there, but it is not very bright. There is another famine, we are told. We don't know if this was an act of God or one of those things in the cycle of nature. However, it served to give Isaac and Rebekah an opportunity to trust God. When we read about a famine, there are famines that take place today, and other countries send aid to those who are experiencing famine. We think of it as just a food hardship for people. In Abraham and Isaac's day, it was a much different sort of situation, because agriculture, and that is what we're talking about here, when there is a famine, it is because things have not grown. Food plants have not grown and produced fruit. Vegetables have not grown. Grains have not matured. It is more than just a food issue. Agriculture formed the backbone of their entire economy. If agriculture is hurting, everything is in trouble, not only for people, but also for their livestock. For people like Isaac, their livestock was their bank account. Their livestock was their portfolio. It was what represented Isaac's wealth. We are told as God had blessed him, Isaac had planted, he sowed in that land, he reaped 100-fold. He continued prospering. He had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds. His flocks and his herds represented his personal wealth. If he does not have a harvest, his wealth dies on the hoof. So this is a big deal. Isaac's situation was more like some large operations in the western part of our country than a family farm. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.